You do realize it was you who called me here. You don't get to have nothing to say. I don't care if it's awkward. Then step up. Do you not realize at this point? You and I, we've been in and out of this relationship for how long? I get the volleyball took a lot of time, and I apologize that it did. But I won't apologize for chasing my dreams, and I know you support that. So what is it? You need to make some sense of this before I get really pissed off. Listen, do you ever sit down and listen to yourself? I'm not saying you don't have your good points. You do. That's why I fell in love with you in the first place. But the fact that things have gone so rough in modern day is because we struggle. We've struggled so much, Pipsqueak. And honestly, after everything, I just wanted you to say, welcome home. Don't go getting soft on me now. I'm pretty sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like I'm fire in your ice. We have a lot of things that we enjoy together, things that make us feel like an actual couple sometimes, and I resonate with that. I love the fact that we have that kind of thing going on. I genuinely, honestly, just want you to feel. I want you to feel something when you look at me. I don't just want to be a guy that you drop after 5 years. And I know how stupid that sounds in the current climate. Everybody's always vying for themselves. The dating scene it's terrible. And I get that pipsqueak. I do. Most guys will run you around. They only want one thing, right? And it's disgusting. Well, maybe I do just want one thing. What then? You gonna deny me right here? That's what we're doing? If that's how you want to do this, then I guess that's how you're gonna be. Sorry, reminded me of old times. All of the ups and downs when we went on that roof. When we went to the club. When I went to the rooftop and I watched the stars with you that one time. That lock-in was wild back then. But now we're in college. And I hate to say it, I hate to sound old, but time goes too fast when you're not watching it. So, instead of wasting days just getting by, doing the minimum that I could do, I want to push myself, and I want you to be there. I want you to be there for it. Is that so hard to understand, Pipsqueak? It's not the same without you. Jeez. Did I say it plain enough for you to understand? Or is your pea brain in there not working? Look, I'm not going to tell you to get with me directly, but you get it, don't you? Yeah, you are the best thing I've ever had. Nobody can compare to you. I know that's true in all the world, as much as it makes me sound like a spoiled little brat. I don't care. If I'm the villain of this story, then I better be a damn good one. More than that, I miss you. I can be confident all I want, but confidence doesn't make you appear back in my arms. Doing something about it does. Being next to you does. I'm not going to tell you that I'm perfect. Hell no. That'd be the biggest lie I ever told. I'm pretty good. Damn good, even. But that doesn't make me perfect. I've made mistakes. I've hurt you. That's why it's on and off. I have a temper. The has a problem. But I'm not going to let that run my life. I've seen you at your best and at your worst, and I've probably caused both of them, both poles, to exist. But instead of it being so volatile, I want it to be genuine. I don't just want to be a page in your life. I don't just want to be someone who's there the next day and not the next week. And I get what I'm saying. It's way too soon for that, right? We only ever dated for 2 years long. And I realize I'm too infatuated, too obsessed. I get it. I'm not the saint. Nor am I the sinner. I'm just me. Tsukishima Kei. I want to be the man who shares your last name. I don't care which last name it is, whether it's mine or yours. You know I don't give a shit about that. Actually, after all this time, I think it's even less meaningful. Families are what you make them. They don't have a strict definition, and everybody wants to put their two cents in on what nobody asked for. But you never did, and you stood with me when the world spit in my face. I failed. I did. I lost almost everything, and I reclused. I saw what people mean when they say that your heart sinks, that feeling like you're drowning in an endless abyss of hopelessness, emptiness. Everything felt like a bad poem. It felt like everything fell apart, and I ran away. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I ran away from you. I ran away from us. I ran and didn't look back because I couldn't. No, that's giving me too much credit. I could have pipsqueaked. I could have looked back and saw you supporting me through everything. And I could have probably done better than how I handled this. But I suck at that. And I'm sucking it up. Instead of making excuses for what I was in the past, I want to show you what I've become now. Who I am as a man isn't the same irresponsible asshole that I used to be. Maybe about 80% the same, but that 20% matters. And then that's why I came back. I turned back. Instead of running in that beeline down like a falling star, I turn to you and those memories in my darkest time. When I hit rock bottom, I looked up to the sky and I remembered when we did that. When we were on the roof of the college building, the school building. Both of those times were magical. Looking up to the stars, holding your hand. Look, I'm weak when it comes to you. Terribly weak. That's what I didn't like. Because I've been taught showing weakness isn't something a man should do. But it's bullshit, you know. Man, woman, people who don't cling to either. Doesn't matter what you are, who you choose to be. It's what you make of that choice. It's how you strive for the end of that goal, and you keep going, and you keep making excuses again, aren't I? Pipsqueak, I'm distracting myself from ever having to face it, because I'm afraid. You want the truth? I'm terrified of that one day I'll regret it. That everything I've done wouldn't be good enough to feed my ego. wouldn't be good enough to be acceptable in my heart, because nothing ever was. Nothing ever is. I'm hard on myself, and I'm hard on everyone around me, and that includes you, Pipsqueak, and I've been too hard on you. So much so that I want to do better. I need to do better. Because I keep seeing a future where we both go our separate ways for real. Not just this petty back and forth, it would be just a final goodbye. I tear up right then and there, because I'm not ready for that now, and I'm not ready for that ever. You're not gonna leave me, and I'm not gonna leave you. I've learned where my priorities should be. I've learned who I am and what I need to be. But that doesn't make it easy, does it? Because I realized I'm being so selfish in all of this. And what if you moved on without me? As much as I need you, I need you to be happy. More than I need to capitalize on that happiness. I am selfish. You've known that since we first met. I'm not the type of guy who takes second place easy. And yet here we are. And I'm talking like an idiot. Acting like you're not hugging me right now. Because in my mind, that hug is undeserved. It's unsuitable for me. It's like looking in a mirror and highlighting everything. I wasn't there for you for 2 years. And I hate that about myself. I hate what I've done. Rather, what I didn't do. It's brutal. It's sad. It's the worst thing that I've ever felt in my life, is seeing you with those eyes. That looked so sad. And not hugging you when I wanted to so bad, because I thought I wasn't worthy for that spot. And I realized this all is so selfishly oriented. From the moment I've been alive, I've been selfish. People are selfish, but it takes a really special person to make someone selfless. And that's what you did to me. You infected me with the epitome of these feelings that I can't even begin to deny, because I love you. And love is a scary word. It's petrified me from the start, because when someone says they love someone, I've only ever known that to end in tragedy. It happened with my parents when they divorced. It happened with so many people I know in my life. Relationships broken, and I thought that's what love meant. That it was eventually gonna end. Everything was going to fall apart, because somewhere in my heart I couldn't accept that things were good enough, because my pride, my fear, everything came to a fever pitch, and I never gave myself a chance to look back and see you when you were crying. And I regret it more deeply than anything I've ever done in my life. Except for one thing. And that one thing was when I was the thing that made you cry. I saw it. That day I ran away because I couldn't face the music, that I was the problem. That I made such a big mistake as to make you feel so alone. But it was quick. I hate admitting when I'm wrong. I do. It's a bad habit I picked up from arguing with my parents so much. I'm stubborn. I'm shrewd. I have a lot of bad qualities, but I want to be something to you. I don't want my faults to be too much. I know you're not perfect, Pipsqueak. You're not baby, I know that. I've known that from the start. You're not better than me, and that's what makes it perfect, right? Because if we're both flawed and have made mistakes, then it's not such a colossal downfall. That I've made so many myself that ruined how we were. And I get it. This isn't how either of us probably envisioned things going when we first met. But I needed you then. And I still need you now. There'll never be a day, Pipsqueak, when I won't want to be this close, when I won't crave you, even if I know my faults stick out like nails on a rusty board. I can't. I need you. I need you. I get it. I do. I'm being desperate right now because I don't want to end up like how my parents did. Close just to be torn asunder by differences. Different desires, different wants, different things. Divorce sucks. I hate it. I hated it then and I hate it now. And it tears me apart inside that I have to even consider this. But my brain isn't fair. It's not. Life isn't fair sometimes. And I never want to put you through what I went through. I know you've been through the ringer too. You've not had a great life. You've had a life with many ups and downs, and I respect that. I respect you, and I respect how much you've struggled against it. You gave me a lot of hope that things could be better than what everybody says it is. That things didn't have to always be black and white, cut and dry. That it wasn't just so hopeless. That there was real, genuine love that I felt that day when I met you. I've never felt that from anyone in my life. And I want to feel that again. I'm greedy for it, I'll admit. It's my selfish wish to be with you. Idiot, don't let me steal a kiss like that. You're wide open. Don't be stupid. What do you think is gonna happen if you give me false hope? And I'm supposed to just believe that. You idiot. Don't you know I'm a natural born skeptic? Why would you think that I would believe that? Idiot. You're such a dumbass. And yet, I've never hated that about you. I've never even disliked it. I've loved that about you from the very start because I can't nitpick when it comes to you, really. I could try. And as you see, I still melt when you kiss me. I still blush like an idiot because I feel genuine feelings and I don't know how to handle them. And I just want more of you because you don't cure me. There's no cure for the trauma I've faced. There never is a cure or an easy way. That's why the world sucks. But you're that silver lining. That even if those scars exist, even if those pains exist, that I'm not alone to suffer through it by myself. That alone is huge to me. That alone is more comforting than any words or actions I felt from anyone else in my life. And I don't need any more negative examples, and you're anything but. You're everything to me, Pipsqueak. And as much as I may tower over you, play the difference in height, and tease you a bunch, I'd only ever do that to you. I'm not just some guy who goes for anyone, you know? I'm not the type. I couldn't be. My heart would break. Being like my father would be the worst thing I could. I don't even want to think about it. The thought. I had to stop it midway in my mind because it hurts to think that that's my flesh and blood. And I'd rather not even think of that. That's why I struggled with the idea of having kids. Because I thought, what if I'm just like him? What if I'm no different? What if I end up creating the same situation? I end up ruining a life of someone innocent who didn't ask for that. Nobody asks to be born, especially not into houses with divorce and pain and agony. And I never want to be that kind of man. That's why I take things like that very seriously. I think I'll just stick with having a pet for now. I think taking care of you and myself and a small life like a pet would be all I'm capable of right now. Don't look at me like that. You make me believe in something more. And I want to show you that you can. I want to show you that that's not a false hope. That you belong right here in my arms. That you belong even closer. Even closer than close. Don't look at me like that. As if there's some sort of explanation or expectation that could make all this less dramatic. I wish. But I can't. The only thing I can do is clumsily struggle like this, holding you like I mean it. Kissing you like I mean it. Idiot. What gave you that idea? You can't just... Bold as always, even if you're completely... Is that your idea of what should be happening? I can't complain, can I? No, you deserve this and a million times more, and I can't help it when it's you. I just need to know that you love me. Won't you tell me that? I love you so much. I can't help it. As much as my pride gets the best of me, at the end of the day, I've always been yours. I've always dreamed of being this close again and again. Because it's the only time when I don't have to worry about anything and my stupid brain doesn't work against me. I love you. I love you so much more than love. Because love is a scary word. And that's why I don't use it that much. Because I don't want it to end up that way. And what do you mean, yapping? You're the one who's... Idiot. If you continue like that, of course I couldn't. Don't be like that. You might as well. Don't stop. Be mine forever. Come on. Not the best you've got. That's nothing. If it sounds like I'm struggling, no, I'm not. Don't be that way. fine. If you want to win like that, then it'll be your win. If that's what you want, that's what you'll get. Just make me feel too much. You make me love too much. So it's your fault. I don't know how it is, but it is. And for that reason, this will be my fault. Ask Cass. To the only one to ever make it to my heart. A little pipsqueak. Who's all talk, no action. That's what I would usually say. But I can't. Not when it's you, not like that. And to feel that body on me. I'm all yours, pipsqueak. Don't go half-hearted now. Your thighs really do feel good against my cock. I love being able to feel that place so horny, grinding against me, against my cock. Do your worst, then. I'm up for it. I deserve a lot worse than that. So make me feel. Do it. Make me feel. So forceful with that kiss. I'm not disappointed, just... You're crazy right now. Lost to the feral feelings. Oh, I feel it. I feel every detail of you against me. I want to feel you more intimately. More. Come on, pipsqueak. That all you got? Don't stop. The meshing of our bodies together. So compatible. I love having you on me. That squeak. Fuck. Fuck me. Damn. Can't think anymore. Only feel. Can't help but move my hips. Your fault. You made me like that. Made me lose my mind. So deep. Fuck. You're fucking me so good. Fuck me. Master. Don't stop. You're going too far, but I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Fuck. Ah. Yeah, do I make you feel good? Feel a little guilty about being late to this party. I don't feel guilty that I came. I don't feel guilty holding you like this. And I don't care. I don't care what anybody thinks. I never did, never will. But I care what you feel. I don't care. For you and you alone. You got that? Yeah. You understand it. Not good enough. You clearly are just agreeing to agree, dumbass. I can't let you get away with that. So of course, I have to keep you in line. Don't worry about that. I just love you. I don't care about anything else. I just want us to work out in a way that I've never seen love work out. That's more than enough for me. Prove to me that love really does exist. That it's not just some fantasy for people who believe in something that I don't. So, will you show me, baby? I knew you'd say something like that. Somehow you always find the right words, and I don't mind that one bit. Not even a little bit. If it's you, it's okay. I need you. Pipsqueak, you're everything. That you probably thought you weren't to me. For those 2 years, you were. For the rest of my life, you will be. As far as I'm concerned. So don't you dare go anywhere. Because I'm just getting started.